Hey guys, welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. I'm Evelyn.
And I'm Crystal.
And normally, if you've been following along, this is where we would be jumping into our Tuesday night Bible study recap, but this week we had to cancel.
Which we don't really like doing, but here we are.
Not at all, but sometimes life gets, you know, happens and gotta go with the schedules, things come up, and instead of trying to like force something that wasn't there this week, we just decided to like, just let's show up and have a conversation, right? Yeah. And about something that actually meets people where they are.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, this might end up being one of those conversations that hits even more personally.
That's true. I think so, because, you know, what we're talking about today, Crystal, is something that every person, I know myself included, deals with. And it's not your schedule. It's not our circumstances. It's our minds.
Oh, yeah.
So before we get started, let's open in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for truth, for clarity. God, we ask that you would help us slow down enough to hear you today. Help us recognize what's from you and what is not. Mm-hmm. Help us bring our thoughts under your authority. And Lord, where there's confusion, bring clarity. Where there's anxiety, bring peace. Where we've believed lies, replace them with your truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, so good.
Okay, so let's start here. A lot of people think the biggest battles in life are like external,
yeah,
like situations, people, you know, maybe our circumstance. But I think if we're being honest, most of the battle is internal, like it's in our own thoughts.
Yes, I agree. Because you can be in a perfectly normal situation, but yet still feel overwhelmed just because of what's going on in your head.
Yeah, exactly true. I think you can like be sitting in a quiet room and your mind is so loud.
Yes.
I know I've been there frequently and more recently, right? Like thinking, replaying situations, like worrying about things, like making assumptions. And it just sometimes just doesn't shut off.
Yeah.
You know?
It can be so exhausting, really.
Yeah, it's true. And the problem is, if you don't deal with what's happening in your mind, eventually it really does start to shape your life.
Yeah.
And that's never good.
No.
So if we look at Romans 12:2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That tells us something important. Like transformation doesn't just happen because we believe in God. You know, it is your mind that has to be renewed, not just your belief. It's your mind.
Right. And it's not something that's just done automatic.
No, that's true. I mean, if our mind is not being renewed by truth, it will be shaped by everything else around us.
That's
and
true.
I think we're seeing a lot of
we're
that, you know,
so much of that today.
Yeah. I mean, culture dictates so much mm-hmm. of what people perceive as reality,
mm-hmm.
like social media. You can scroll through and I cannot that's tell disgusting. You how many times in a day that I look at a post, I'm like, well, that's not true.
Yep.
Well, that's not true.
Yep.
Even our past experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, our past experiences also shape and dictate like what, you know, we are seeing and believing. And fear, unfortunately, will also shape us. So we definitely need, you know, to renew our mind.
Yeah, that's true. Because like I know, you know, so I am pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like our genetic testing, you know, it came back good. Even if it didn't, like that's not even, it wouldn't have changed anything. But there's still like that little thought in the back of your mind, like, yeah, the genetic testing came back well, but stuff could still be wrong with the baby.
Sure.
You know, so there's always still that, like stuff could still go, you still lose your pregnancy. Like there's always still just that noise in the back of my mind.
Right.
You know?
Especially, you know, because you and Andrew, like you guys, so this is your second baby, you had
mm-hmm.
a good, and you're starting at an older age having
yeah,
children.
41.
And so, and of course we laugh about this. I have to share this. We're going to share this right here on this podcast because I think this is hysterical. They call your pregnancy a geriatric pregnancy. Now it's funny because now growing up, obviously like, you and I both worked in long-term care. We worked in geriatric. We called them geriatric centers, you know,
yeah.
nursing homes or geriatric centers. And here you are, my daughter,
uh-huh.
having two pregnancies that are considered quote unquote geriatric pregnancies.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It took the term, it changed from high risk.
Yep.
to geriatric pregnancy. And I can't remember who we were talking to. I think Norma or somebody we were talking to. I'm like, I would much rather be called high risk than
yeah.
like geriatric.
Right.
I, like why do, who, who determined that should be changed, right? And
I think, like, from, like, being pregnant with Riley at first, or the first time, because I was seeing the doctors because of my age. The doctor, she's like, honey, you're not high risk. So right. I actually got to start working with the midwives.
Right.
So even though I'm like, I'm older, she says, there's nothing like, yeah, you're old, you're a little bit overweight. She's like, but there's nothing that's like, you're high risk. You
right,
know? So
right.
it's probably, I wonder if that's probably why they changed it.
Could be. Just so that it's an age thing rather than a true quote unquote high risk. Yeah. So anyway, just a little fun facts there.
So, you know, in talking about these negative thoughts, mm-hmm. Where do you think those thoughts come from?
Well, honestly, I think they come from a lot of places. I know for me, you know, a lot of these thoughts have come from past experiences.
Yeah.
You know, like even childhood there, you know, I have some childhood traumas, as you know. Mm-hmm. I actually just wrote, I'm going to give myself a little plug. I just wrote a 45-page little like memoir, and it's obviously not all inclusive, but you can get it on Amazon.
Check it out.
But I think so past experiences, you know, childhood things, even adult things, things that people have said to you mm-hmm. that you've taken, things that you've gone through.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't, age is no matter here. It doesn't matter the age. And I think honestly, if you don't deal with it, it really does become a pattern. And we start to think that way just automatically,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I know that what I dealt with as a young person, as a child, and then, as you know, obviously, I was a teenage pregnancy and went through a lot of different things. But if I would not have finally, for myself, seeked out, like, Christian counseling at the age of 18 when I did, I think if I would have just went on my own business, things would have looked a whole lot different to me today.
Yeah.
So I do think that the pattern would have been different. So dealing with it is important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what age you start dealing with it, but you do need to deal with it. And then like over time, it doesn't even feel like a thought anymore.
Yeah.
It's like who you feel you are, like you've become those thoughts, you know? And I don't think that's healthy all the time. I mean, sometimes maybe there's some healthy thoughts in there, but I think sometimes it can be more negative if you're not careful, you know?
Yeah. So I think, you know, along with negative thoughts in our
mm-hmm.
in our head, I know I am super guilty of just overthinking. Like I am overthinking, and I am an overthinker, and I think that's probably a big one.
Oh, I think it really is. I mean, people replay. Let me speak for myself. I replay conversations over and I analyze. I'm like, man, and then you always think of like, how could I have done that differently, or shoot, I shouldn't have said it that way, or you know, whatever. But thinking about things, I think just like we said, replaying that and then think about things that haven't even happened yet.
That's me too.
Like, you know, we're having a conversation and then in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, if I say it this way, this is what's going to happen. Now you're playing out a whole conversation mm-hmm. in your own mind that you're going to have with someone that you haven't even had yet.
Right. And then the chances of it going that way is slim because you don't know how the other person's going to react.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, because Andrew, I've done it. He's like, man, he's like, I saw this conversation going a whole different way, you know, like.
Right, right. And I think that happens,
in my head.
Honestly, more than it should. You know, we try to predict the outcomes of things. Right. And like you said, most often, it never even happens that way.
No. But I feel like your body reacts like it's real.
Oh, well, of course it does. I mean, I can speak truly from experience, and I'm not accepting this as a thing, but I used to experience panic attacks. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, you know, sometimes I'll feel what I think is maybe that coming on. And I don't like, I used to call them, and I had a pastor once who used to say, don't accept that. You know, you are not that, you know, but I'll say, oh, I'm having one of my panic attacks. Just wait a second. You are now claiming that as yours. It's not yours. You know, that's really a panic attack from the devil. So, so basically you do get a body response.
Yeah.
Like you get a full blown, you could feel like you're having a heart attack. You could, mm-hmm. I mean, it can go a whole different ways. However, I think that's why scripture says in Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious, but bring everything to God and his peace will guard your mind. And the word guard is so important there because it's, you know, your mind needs protection.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know like when I have felt even as recent, probably as a couple weeks ago, when I can feel that anxiousness coming on or whatever, I'm like, okay, the first words that come out of my mouth is, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to experience what that you know, what a panic attack or anxiety attack feels like. So again, don't be anxious, bring it all to the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And then his peace will guard our mind.
Yep.
So when Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, think on these things. That's our filter. That's where we should go to. If it's not true, it does not belong. Okay. So we need to keep that in mind. So go to those couple scriptures. You
Absolutely.
Know?
And if we're honest, we spend a lot of time thinking about things that aren't even true.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding? Of course we do. It's like we always go to the worst case scenario, assumptions, and fear-based thinking. That I think that's just human nature, unfortunately, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I think we need to be real about like the times that we're currently living in.
Oh gosh.
Like there is more information than ever before.
Wrong information.
Yeah, inaccurate. There's more voices, there's more opinions, and there's more content than we could ever, ever desire.
That's true. You know? And, I mean, now we've got AI.
Yeah.
You know, things can be created that look completely real. I mean, like, there are some AI videos, I'm like, you can tell. But sometimes, like, when it first came out, you really knew it was AI.
Of course.
But now it had
10 fingers on one hand.
Yeah, you could tell. But now, I don't remember what it is, but they just CGI'd Val Kilmer into a movie. The dude's been dead for a couple years.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show
how real it's going to look. Well, I think that we're not saying that to scare people at all. That's just the reality of how it is. But basically to wake people up. When you are not grounded in truth, you will believe whatever sounds convincing.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's, I think we're talking about this now. I think it's a good time to talk about this since we didn't have our usual Bible study. Because, like, we are in the end of end times. I believe that. And we know the deception is not coming obvious. I put out a reel here recently. It was kind of cool to kind of create. I just, like, did it for the church. And it talked about deception. I'm like, deception, Satan is not coming obvious.
No.
He's not saying, here I am, Satan, because nobody would follow him. Just like that, like my little real short said.
Mm-hmm.
If Satan, you know, came out like he truly is, the evil one that he is,
right,
nobody would follow him.
Mm-mm.
He would deceive us by TV, with using AI tools, using, you know, just all these other tools around us, like monopolizing our time, all these things. And then we start to believe it.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes very believable.
I mean, I'm going to throw it out there, because it falls in line with this, but if men can believe that they're women and women can believe that they're men, they're so deceived because you can't. Biology says you can't.
That's right.
But they believe it 100%. They argue about it on reels.
Right.
And I'm like, no, if you have, I'm not going to get grotesque, but if if you've got male genitalia, you are a dude. If you've got female lady parts, you are a female. Point blank, end of story.
Right.
Period.
Well, and I think
they're deceiving the younger generations into thinking that they can be opposite, and they just can't.
No, you cannot change your DNA. It just doesn't work that way. And that just goes for anything. But again, And if you watch our reel, I strongly encourage you to watch that little reel I put out. That little, it's really short, like what, 1:20 little
short
movie reel thing.
Yeah.
It's really, but it was, I put it out there because of this very thing. Like Satan is coming to deceive and to, he takes away people's identity. And that's what he's doing. That's how that's happening. He's taking away their identity, who they are in Christ. He is taking away like your connection to the one that matters.
Right.
You know, our vine, the life, our life source, which is the Lord. So that's where we're at, you know. It's sad, you know.
You take away people's identity, they get more depressed. They get more anxious because they now don't know who they are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They are just flailing around because they've lost their identity in the one who created them.
That's true. Okay, we're going to go into a few questions. Crystal, if you will ask the first question.
So our first question is, why can't I stop overthinking? And I think that's basically because we've trained our mind to do just that, to overthink.
Well, yeah, because just because a thought shows up doesn't mean we should entertain it or just sit it, let it sit there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can interrupt that thought. If a thought comes to mind, you're like, that's not like, you know, like I said, if I'm in a situation where it feels like a panic attack is about to emerge, I'm like, that's not of the Lord. Lord, you know, fear is not from the Lord, so I'm not accepting that as truth. And right. you know, you do what you got to do and you talk yourself through that, right?
Yep.
So how do I know it's from God? Well, it needs to line up with scripture, right? Yeah. It's if it's confusing and the thought that's coming to you is confusing you or it's a confusing thought, it is not from God. And he's not going to contradict his word ever.
Right. And I've always been told, if it brings you peace, yeah. it's from the Lord.
Yeah. Mommy. Riley, say hi to everybody.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
It's little Riley in the background.
Okay. And then question three. Why am I mentally exhausted? Well, that's easy. It's because our mind never rests. It's like the Energizer Bunny. Just keeps going and going and going.
Right. You're constantly processing and worrying about things, right?
Yeah.
And always thinking ahead. Like you never get, there's no rest. It's just like you're constantly thinking about tomorrow. And basically, and again, that is not scripture. Mm-mm. Scripture says, worry about today. Tomorrow can worry about itself, right? I mean, like we need to worry about today.
We'll live in the present.
We live in the moment here and now because, you know, he'll give us bread for today, get us through today. And you don't even know if you're going to be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So question four is, what if I believe the thought before I realize it's wrong? And that definitely happens. I think, but as we grow, we'll catch it quicker. And you basically just, once you realize it, I think you just need to like stop it.
Yeah.
And then put the right thoughts in your mind, like really realize what the truth is and then move on to the next one. And I think every time you do that, it'll get easier and you'll catch it quicker to the point where you don't even entertain it. The minute it comes up, it's gone, you know?
Yeah. Great. That's good. Question five, what if I've believed lies for years? Well, then it may take some time to unlearn them, and that's okay.
Yeah, but truth doesn't change just because you believed something else for a long time. Truth is still truth.
Right, you just got to think more positively, you know, instead of saying, oh, I'm such a failure. Say, you know what, I may not have done this right. Doesn't make me a failure, though.
No.
You know? And just...
yeah. Oops, that's Riley. It's me, Riley.
So this really comes down to awareness, because if we're not aware of our negative thoughts, I mean, can we even change them?
Yeah, it's true. Because if you don't recognize what's happening in your mind, right, you'll just keep reacting to it and living from it.
Right. You don't want that.
So you know what? We know our mind is a battlefield. Mm-hmm. It's an old song, just for the record. And if you don't take authority over your thoughts will take authority over you. That's just the way it is. And just because you think it doesn't mean it's true.
Yep.
So just keep that in mind, you know, take a hold of those thoughts, take them captive and say a prayer and the Lord will help you through it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Crystal, with that being said, why don't you close us up in prayer?
Okay. Lord, help us guard our minds. Help us recognize what's not from you. Give us discernment in a world full of confusion. And help us stay grounded in truth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
If this spoke to you, please share it with someone.
Yes. And we love you guys. And we thank you for joining us in this episode. And again, we apologize that it wasn't our usual Bible study. Mm-hmm. However, we will be back next week with a recap that we would have had today.
Mm-hmm.
So until then, stay grounded, stay hungry, and stay unfiltered in your walk with Jesus. This is Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. We love you, and we will see you next Thursday. God bless.